time once again for the NFL preview, right here on Dorf One Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. Wherever you are, we are here. It's 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the NFL preview here. We want to welcome in those listening on SB Nation Radio or wherever you might be listening to us. Again, thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. Week 16 of the NFL, Mike, and I'll tell you what, lots of important football to be played still, my friend, and I can't wait to talk about it with you for the next hour, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. Yeah, like you said, this is an important week. They're all important now. I mean, you got playoff position, you got division titles, you got seeding, you got all that going on. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Baltimore getting it done on Saturday, that obviously helps keep them in the playoff picture. And right now they're in the playoff picture. So got to like what they did for themselves on Saturday, winning against the Colts 23-16. And that was an interesting game, to be honest with you. I mean, the Colts played hard, and I'll give them credit. They're not a very good football team, Mike, but they play extremely hard. Yeah, they really do. And then obviously the other game on Saturday, the Minnesota Vikings taking care of business against the Green Bay Packers, who are absolutely pathetic at this point, with Brett Hundley being their quarterback. They struggled profusely, couldn't score when they're in the red zone, turnover on downs all the time. It was just a disaster when you really think about it. So I think changes are coming for sure in Green Bay. I'm not exactly sure what, but if I'm a Green Bay Packer fan like I am, I want changes. So anyways, a lot to talk about. As you said, man, week 16, I don't think it gets much better with all the playoff implications that are going to be going on throughout the day and obviously all the big games. So we want thoughts. We want opinions, people. We want to hear about what you're feeling about your team. Steeler fan, let's hear from you. Patriot fan, let's hear from you. Raider fan, we want to hear from you for sure, because if you lose today, you're donezo. That's what happens for you. If you lose, you're donezo, and you may be donezo anyway. So we're just getting warmed up. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the NFL preview show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Third down and goal from the three. Vikings only get touchdowns 46% of the time entering today. Tied for just 25th in the league. Shotgun single back right. Rudolph tight end motion to the near left. The shotgun snap, Keenum rolls to the near left, pats the football, fires wide open, Stephon Diggs, touchdown, just inside the white line for the end zone. Bashaud Breeland was closest to him, he leaps on to the upright, hugs on the padded support, and a flag that will go against his celebration.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Dorf on Sports, like they just said. And we're obviously talking NFL, the NFL preview show with us. And we love your thoughts. We love your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so Mike, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you through all of the games today, and then I'm going to give you the playoff picture, at least as it stands right now. Basically what we'll do is we'll give you the games. The Browns are playing the Bears. I don't think there's anything big about that game other than the fact than the fact of, will the Browns continue to go winless? Will they get their first victory? The Lions play the Bengals, and that's huge for the Lions because they obviously need to win. The Bengals have been an absolute disaster. They're finally parting ways with Marvin Lewis, which should have happened about 5 years ago, if you ask me, Mike. The Rams and the Titans, that's a huge game for both of these teams. The Rams are still wanting to play good football at this point. They're in the playoffs, but they're wanting to play good football. The Titans, they need a victory, man. This is huge for the both of these teams, because I think this is the type of game you want to play if you're the Rams or the Titans at this point of the season. The Dolphins and the Chiefs, not big for the Dolphins, but big for the Chiefs. They're in the playoffs right now, and they want to keep winning because they look like they got their mojo back a little bit last week. The Bills and the Patriots, another game with playoff implications. The Falcons and the Saints, another game with huge playoff implications. By the way, if the Falcons win out, Mike, they can win the division, which is wild when you think about the season that they've had. They play the Saints this week. They play Carolina the following week. The Chargers have the Jets, another big game for the Chargers. They're on the outside looking in right now. The Broncos and the Redskins, a meaningless football game. The Buccaneers and the Panthers, and meaningful for the Panthers. The Jaguars and the 49ers, meaningful for the Jaguars. But with that being said, Jimmy G has gotten the 49ers playing a lot better the last few weeks, brother, hasn't
he? Yes, he has. Yes, he has. San Francisco has found their guys. So if I'm Jacksonville, don't roll into Santa Clara there and think you're just going to suit up and walk out with a win. They found their guy in Frisco.
No, I agree. And then the Seahawks play the Cowboys. The loser of that game, you can eliminate those guys. The Giants play the Cardinals, which I don't think it matters much at all. And then it's kind of cool, man. On Christmas Day, we get two, not one, but we get two Monday night or Monday games. I shouldn't say Monday night, but Monday games. The Steelers play the Texans, and then the Raiders play the Eagles, and the Eagles can take the Raiders out of their misery, man. So like you said, bro, just so much riding on week 16 in the NFL. Yeah. It doesn't get much better than this, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And this is the time of the year where the NFL just cashes in, man, because they got the matchups. They got division titles on the line. They got playoff positioning. They got it all. And the drama is squarely in the NFL right now. But I'll tell you what, I'm pretty interested in that Ram-Tennessee game. And I'm interested in that Atlanta-New Orleans game. Just because from the standpoint, I mean, there's just a lot riding on there for Atlanta. New Orleans is a tough place to play. New Orleans is right in the middle of the playoff picture. So this could be a preview of maybe something down the line between these two teams. And, you know, you mentioned the Rams and the Titans, that this is a good game for them to be in because they can teach these young guys that both teams have how to win in tough games, in big games. And that experience can go a long way, as you know, in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just these are all such big games, and you know, it just makes a lot of sense to go out there and be playing meaningful football. Like, it's unfortunate. This is not what I'm used to. Okay, because you know as well as I do, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan.
And yep.
Right now, what we're seeing is something that we just don't see. We're not going to the playoffs, man. That's happened like twice in the past 25 years, bro. So it's pretty sad what I've been seeing there in Green Bay. And, you know, what we saw last night, Saturday night on the NFL with Minnesota and Green Bay, it was an ugly football game. There's no other way to slice it, dude. It was an ugly football game. And they've got their problems. They've got their issues. Changes need to come. If you're the Green Bay Packers, what do you want to see them do, Mike? Or if you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers fan, I should say.
If you know what? If I'm a fan of the Green Bay Packers, I want to see them get involved more in the whole free agency thing. Like, they just sit there and they don't spend their money on free agents. And sometimes there's some good dudes out there that they just don't take on because maybe of money concerns or something like that. Get more involved with that. You know, and then I look at Green Bay last night and I go, well, Packer fans, welcome to the rest of us that lose a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, and the struggles that we have. So, you know, I went, you know, with my Miami Dolphins, you know, you go 15 years with Marino, and then we haven't even smelled anything since then. So Green Bay's been living the high life with Favre and Rodgers. So, you know, this is a little dose of reality for them. Well, I mean, you're the Packer guy. What do you want to see Green Bay do?
I would really like to see them change things up on defense. You know, I think I've been a fan of Dom Capers, to be honest with you. I thought that Dom has done a good job. However, it seems like the system is starting to fail. It's starting to fall apart. And I think it's more so not necessarily his scheme. I think it's the players in the scheme at the end of the day, because it was working for a while and now all of a sudden it doesn't work. And, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, get rid of Fat Mike. You know what? At the end of the day, this isn't Fat Mike's problem, man. Fat Mike has done a good job. And I'm talking about Mike McCarthy. And I don't call him Fat Mike, but I have people on Facebook calling him Fat Mike, okay?
Fanboys.
And the truth of the matter is this. Mike McCarthy is a good football coach, okay? You can say what you want about him. You can say what you want about his system. And you can say what you want about the rest of the coaching staff. But Mike McCarthy knows what he's doing. And, yeah, I agree, man. People that want to post things on Facebook and they don't want to talk to us at 1-800-878-7529, I agree with our producer. You guys are cowards, man. So step up to the mic. Don't just write things on our Facebook live feed. Call us and talk to us and tell us why you think the guy should be called Fat Mike. At the end of the day, bro, Mike McCarthy is a very good football coach. He knows his X's and O's. And ultimately, I hate to say it, you got to have the horses to do it in the NFL, man. And right now, they're just too battled, man. They have no horses. They're playing without a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's the end of the story right there, Mike.
Yeah, no, and they're losing. They have a couple guys missing on the offensive line as well. I mean, you've had a lot of switching on the that offensive line, so that doesn't play. You know, that plays a huge part in Hundley's development as well. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But to call him Fat Mike, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, look, people are really, really tough on social media. I mean, honestly, you want to bully people? Give me a break. Anyways, we do need to take a break, speaking of which. And I know we got some callers, 1-800-878-7529. You can obviously tell Dorfman and Mike were both a little riled up. It's the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Jags will go slot to the right. Single receiver left. First down at 10 for the 25. Bortles takes the shotgun snap. Fakes the handoff. Steps up. He's going to take a deep shot down the field. Keelan Cole makes the catch. 40. 35. 30. Down the far sideline. 20. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. All the way to the end zone. Touchdown Jacksonville. A 75-yard strike. Blake Bortles hitting Keelan Cole in stride. And the Jags right back in front.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram, what a move. Mark Ingram, touchdown, New Orleans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
First down and goal just beyond the 10. Rivers, shotgun snap on the far hash. Five-step drop, looks left flat. He wants more. He goes left corner. End zone, touchdown! 10 yards out, Antonio Gates! And the Chargers take a 12-10 advantage. 9:20 to go in the third quarter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson along with me, Andy Dorf. That's right, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk NFL football, people. It's the big week, man. Week 16 in the NFL, and so much riding on all these games. And I want to thank, obviously, NFL.com for all of our clips that we give you today on the program. We're going to jump out to the phones, 1-800-878-7529. We'll hook up first with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, week 16, fantastic week. I want to go there in just a second, but following up on what you guys were talking about. Mike, I'm sorry. The Packers have done it the right way. The Packers have done it through the draft, and we've seen that they've had a consistent winning streak of excellence because they don't mess around with free agency. And a couple of times, maybe they'll pick up a Julius Peppers or a Woodson to fill in a gap. But they do it through the draft, and we've seen it time and time again. Listen, time and time again. Last night was basically a preseason game for the Packers. They had a chance for them to look at some other players. I mean, my goodness, you go into a game without A-Rodge, without Clay Matthews, without Nick Perry, without Demaryius Randall, without Jabari Evans, and then Spriggs goes down, Nelson goes down, Rodgers goes down, Josh Jones goes down. They think they have a tandem in their rookie running back system with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, and then he goes down. I mean, the best rusher was Brett Hundley. And for what it was worth, Dom Capers, you kept them with a actual second, third, fourth string defense. Guys off the practice squad to 16 points. I mean, the season was over. It had a nice opportunity for them to kind of get healthy, reevaluate, and I'm okay. You know what? I don't have to worry about it. I can be nice. I got a Badger back home. I got my Golden Bear back home. We're going to do our nice seven-course Italian Christmas Eve fish dinner. Oh, and speaking of number seven, Brett Hundley. I'm sorry. You know, he won pick last night. That was a success. We're doing great.
Mitch, let me ask you this. I would have to assume that changes are coming in Green Bay. And with that being said, what kind of changes do you think you see next season?
Well, let's just hope that the big change is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be released after the report this morning that maybe Ted Thompson screwed up in terms of how they filed their paperwork, or was that more of someone up top? I mean, did you see that report?
I saw that, yeah.
We'll see how that goes down. If now the Packers are going to turn into like the hated Patriots. In terms of manipulating the rules. I mean, I sure hope that doesn't go down. Or maybe that's the master plan to have Brett Hundley be the quarterback of the future to get rid of A-Rodge. Of course I'm joking. Changes? You know what the big change is? I think the big change is whoever is in the locker room in terms of their conditioning coach. That's where the change is.
Yeah.
And they need to be healthy at the end of the year. You know? And right now, it's the NFL. Who's ever the healthiest usually wins. And the people aren't healthy don't win. The Patriots, the season Brady went down with a knee injury, didn't make the playoffs, okay? And they had other injuries. The Packers are in the same situation. The Packers will be fine. You don't mess and toy with success too much. You don't need to get rid of Dom Capers as much as my Golden Bear son would like to get rid of him. You don't get rid of Mike McCarthy. The guy knows what he's doing. And you don't get rid of Ted Thompson. He knows how to draft. He drafts well. We've seen it time and time again. Next man up. The problem is this year you're going 4 or 5 deep, and you had an offensive line that you actually had what should have been the starters only in 2 games the entire year. Out of 16 games, their starting front line will have only been together for 2 games. You can't win. You can't protect properly. So don't mess with success. Re-sign who you need to sign. They get rid of guys all the time. Listen, they got rid of Micah Hyde. The guy's a pro bowler. I get it. Okay, but they retool it with some other guys. Just don't mess with success. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. The wheel is spinning. And just let it roll, you know?
Yeah.
Just let it roll, and it will be fine. We'll be fine, Packer Nation. You can take the offseason, take the playoffs, and enjoy a cook some brats and just watch some nice football and hope the Dallas Cowboys get slacked by the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, and obviously we all know injuries are part of the game. It happens, and you know the strong survive and the weak wilt away. And I think you brought up a really good point about the conditioning coach, because it seems like year after year the Packers are one of the most injured teams throughout the whole NFL, Mike, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And that's unfortunate because they're one of the iconic franchises in the NFL. And, you have the Packers in the playoffs. That brings a lot of eyeballs to the TV, too. So, it is unfortunate. But it seems like the injury bug, is striking more and more teams at a greater and greater rate every year. And maybe, conditioning coaches got to take a look at what they're doing around the league.
Well, and not only that, I just think that, what they're trying to do with the NFL is they're trying to prolong guys' careers. But with that being said, they're having less contact, which we all know is very important for these guys to go out there and have the contact.
It is absolutely important.
So I think that they're trying to do things to prolong guys' careers, but at the same time, it's hurting the game. Mitch, we're going to give you the final word, and then we're going to let you run, bro. What's your final word on what we just said?
My final word is, guys, honestly, if I got a few seconds, happy holidays, happy new year. I'm going to be rocking it out with Fish, enjoying my weekend with my son, and then heading out to Cabo. Going to enjoy the holidays. I hope you guys have a happy holiday with your family, friends, or whoever you're with. And you know what? Sports is great. It was a fun time with talking to you guys. I really enjoyed the year and looking forward to next year. Hey, doesn't the basketball season kind of like start tomorrow or something like that?
It might. Yeah. Man. That's what people think. Hey, anyways, have a great day, Mitch. We appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, man.
Go back.
1-800-878-7529. That guy's passionate, man. He calls us every single week, Mike.
He is, and he's, and you know what? I'll say this. He calls in and he lets his opinion be heard. He doesn't sit there on Twitter or Facebook or social media just yakking stuff out with no basis for facts. So, having Mitch in is great.
Yeah, no, Mitch is a solid guy. We love thoughts and opinions from him. 1-800-878-7529. Let's jump out to Richard. Richard, you got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. It's the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm fair, partly cloudy. I'd like to have my opinion heard, too, but most of the time it isn't near as long as that lasts, so I can tell you that. He's entitled, but I very seldom ever get that amount of time. The first thing I wanted to ask you, if I could, do you know if they have 3 feet of snow in Chicago? Because when I turn this station on, it's just a local station here that carries the Cleveland Browns, and I hear you on there. Not that I have a problem with you, but usually it shows in the paper that game starts at 1 o'clock, and they usually have, like, from 12 to 1 Eastern time, they have the Browns pregame show, and it's not on. You are. I just wonder if they got snowed out or what's the deal with them.
Well, let me tell you what, man. Maybe they just decided that there's no reason to have a pregame show anymore for the Cleveland Browns, brother.
Exactly.
They figured they would rather have us, Richard. Come on now, bro.
That's okay. I don't mind if they don't have a pregame show. But they've had, like I said, the local station carries their affiliate of the Cleveland Browns. They've been on every week, and now this week they're not. Listening to you, there's nothing wrong with listening to you, but it's just very unusual because they carry it every week. You used the word meaningful as far as games this week.
Okay.
And I guess there's some of them that are, but like the two yesterday, there was nothing meaningful about those two games. The ratings have to be lower in the snake's belly for that. And today, there might be...
Let me interrupt you there real quick, Richard, because the game did mean something for the Minnesota Vikings, and that other game did mean something for the Baltimore Ravens. So, unfortunately, it didn't mean much for the Green Bay Packers, and it didn't mean much for the Indianapolis Colts, but it did mean something for the Minnesota Vikings, and it also meant something to the Baltimore Ravens too. So, half of your statement was correct there.
But as far as fans like me being interested in it, it just doesn't do anything for me. I think that's one of the reasons the ratings are down, because they put games like that on, but they can't help it. They were scheduled, at that time, so there's nothing you could do about that, but there's no intrigue to it to me. And one of them you were talking about, I don't know if you said it's meaningful, the game that would be most interested in was two of them, Buffalo and New England, simply because they talk about they want revenge against Gronk for what he did against somebody on the Buffalo Bills, I think it was last week, hit him out of bounds or did something.
It was a couple weeks ago now. But I think that what's got to be important there is Buffalo needs to keep their emotions in check, man. They don't want to do something stupid because this game means a whole heck of a lot for them. Right now, they're on the outside looking in after the Baltimore Ravens got that victory. So if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'm going there and I'm trying to be as good of a sport as I can and don't take things too personal. Hey, real quickly, final thought from you, man, because we're up against a break, man.
Oh, final thought. Pittsburgh Steelers, is there anything interesting about that game, anything meaningful about that game, Pittsburgh and the Houston Texans? That just sounds like another game. Even though I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, I don't see that I'd be that interested in it.
I'm with you, man. Look, we appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, Richard. Where are you listening to us from, by the way, anyways?
AM 1600 in Wheeling, West Virginia.
All right, cool, man. Well, cool. We appreciate your thoughts and we appreciate your opinions, and we love hearing from you week in and week out, brother. And we'll address what you just said on the other side, too, because we do need to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, folks. Keep it close.
On second and goal, Miller barely touched as he goes in the end zone for a Houston touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Ernest Biner.
Fumble.
Fumble the ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my. Biner had the first and goal and lost the ball.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you didn't know, that was Dick Enberg on the call. And obviously passed away earlier this week at 82 in his home. And honestly, I loved watching Dick Enberg. He was an unbelievable announcer throughout the years. Pretty much called everything when you think about it. He called college basketball, Wimbledon, tennis, the NFL, baseball. Obviously finished up later in his career with the Padres up until about 2016. And that famous call of, oh my, just unbelievable stuff. I truly was blessed to be able to listen to that man call games, Mike. And obviously we wish his family and everybody that knew him the best, because it's tough when you lose somebody like that.
Yeah, no, he's certainly one of the most iconic voices of my generation growing up. And, you know, you listen to him during college basketball with Billy Packer and McGuire and all the Super Bowls between him and Costas. And, you know, he was truly a gem. And you don't, and it's unfortunate sometimes we just don't appreciate it as much until it's gone.
No, that's so true, man.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. So, you know, much respect to the family, thoughts and prayers with them. Cause like you said, it is tough to lose somebody. And when that somebody is so loved by so many people in the country, it makes it hurt a little bit more.
No, it does. It really does. Yeah. And it's just amazing when you think about all of the great ones we've lost in the past 5 years or so. It's just it's mind-boggling, to be honest with you. Anyways, we do want thoughts. We do want opinions from you people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're going to break down the games, but we're first going to get to a caller, Anthony, I believe, in Sarasota. So, Anthony, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, brother?
Yeah, honestly, I grew up on, even though I'm a previous gen, I'm the millennial generation, to be honest, I grew up listening to Dick Enberg on NBC because he used to broadcast some of the Dolphins games as well on NBC. So when the Patriots would play them or the Giants and stuff, so I grew up on him, and I listened to him on the World Series as well. He was him and John Madden are the best announcers and broadcasters overall. Don't you agree?
I mean, you know, it's always a particular choice or people's
personal
opinion.
Taste.
Yeah, personal taste. I mean, look, I'm a guy. I like Dick Vitale. I like Kevin Harlan. I love Gus Johnson. I mean, I love a variety of different guys. And you know, some people probably would say, "Look,
I
can't stand
you,
Dick Vitale."
Your style. Who influenced your style when you first came in?
That's an awesome question that you had, actually. Well, I'll give you a little story, man. That's a great question you have, Anthony. I was born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, grew up in Milwaukee, and there were two guys that were very influential in my radio broadcasting career. And one of the guys' names is Jim Irwin, and the other guy's name is Eddie Doucette. And every day as a little kid, I would go to school. My dad would take me on his way to work. I would go play basketball, and every single morning I would listen to Jim Irwin and I would listen to Eddie Doucette, and they really inspired me to want to pursue a broadcasting career. So that's an awesome question.
How about your co-host, who inspired him to be what influences did he have growing up?
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I would say, you know, I grew up in the great state of Oregon. So, but I mean, there's all these guys on the West Coast, and Enberg was certainly one of them. But the big one for me with Keith was Keith Jackson. You know, whoa, Nelly. You know, he I would just listen to him on a Saturday afternoon calling college football on the West Coast or wherever he was at.
How about the guy from Seattle? The guy Calabro? Not the Seahawks. The announcer for the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, him. Oh, yeah. God, man, his name's escaping me right now, but I know who you're talking about. Oh, my goodness. That's a great one. And the other one growing up was the Portland Trailblazer announcer, Bill Shonley. He had just that radio voice, and he was so entertaining. He had some great great sayings, you know, when the ball wouldn't hit the floor and it would go in off the break.
Yeah, honestly, just go big. I keep on hearing from people like who grew up just on radio overall. They say radio, when it came to sports, radio was the best because you didn't see the picture didn't mean the announcer didn't pull you in. They say radio was, when it came to radio, hearing sports radio, it would be, it's better than actually watching on TV. Don't you agree?
Well, here's what I've always thought is, you know, I've done both television and radio, and I truly prefer to do radio because I'm painting a picture for you. I'm watching something, and I'm describing it to the best of my ability, whereas when you're watching something on TV, you can use your own imagination. So that's the wonderful thing about radio is we color it up how we see it, and we're using our imagination in a whole different way than what you're seeing on a television broadcast. So, for me,
like growing up in Miami, like I was born on the East Coast. The guys I listen to are the guys from the Yankees. I forgot his name, the announcer for the Yankees. Then the radio. Do you know who Dave Van Horn is?
Of course.
Yes, he's the Marlins guy. Him and the two guy, the two announcers for the Heat, Mike Rotello and Tony. I can't remember the guy's name now. If I was into broadcasting, those were the guys I would like mold myself after because that's who I grew up on, like being on the East Coast. Do you know the Yankees guy's name by chance?
Are you talking about, is he talking about, darn, it's the guy from ESPN. That's who he's talking about.
I know who you're talking. I can hear the voice in my head.
I can see Charlie Stein or something like
Steiner.
That.
Steiner's with the Dodgers now too. So.
No, I'm talking about the guy who calls all the Judge home runs. Is it Michael K? I think it is.
We're not too sure, Anthony. Have you got any thoughts about the games today or no?
Yeah, honestly, I'm a Dolphins fan. Realistically, we're not going to make the playoffs. The Patriots are definitely going to win. Are they playing today or?
Oh yeah, the Patriots are playing. Man, they play the Bills.
They're playing Buffalo.
That's an interesting game
because they're destroying the Bills. Realistically. Yeah. They're going to destroy the Bills. The teams I'm worried about are the teams that are barely in the playoff race. Like the Saints are not a hard playoff team, right? Like they're not solidified in the playoff race just yet, right? Are they the head of their division, or is that the Panthers?
Are you switching all over the place, brother? What are you talking about now?
No, I'm talking. You're asking me about the games today. Which team is the one the head of the NFC West? The South.
The NFC South? Okay. We'll answer that for you. We appreciate the call today, Anthony. So look, at the end of the day, the NFC South could be won by the Atlanta Falcons, okay? Right now, the way the playoff picture looks, I'll just throw it out there and then we'll continue with the calls just because I want to answer his question. Right now, the Saints are in the lead, the Carolina Panthers are in second, and Atlanta is in third. Atlanta, however, can win out and they can win the division. So hopefully I clarified that for him. Let's keep it going with the phone, 1-800-878-7529. Let's go out to the next caller. I'm not quite sure. I think we got Mike, and it's not Mike Wilson. So, Mike, what's on your mind? You got Mike Wilson, and you have Andy Dorf. What's up?
I want to talk about them Cowboys, Dorfo.
Oh, we got – this is the real Mike. Paper. What's going on, Mike? He finally – he stepped up. He doesn't want to go on Facebook Live anymore. I love it. So what do you want to say about the Cowboys, man? They got an interesting game today, don't they, bro?
Yeah, I think it's going to go two ways. I think that they're going to wreck Seattle up. However, Seattle doesn't get embarrassed back-to-back games very often. So Cowboy Nation is very concerned but optimistic.
Well, and with that being said, Mike, I mean, look at it. Ezekiel Elliott back in the lineup makes a huge difference. We all know that. And like you said, Seattle doesn't normally have a couple of bad weeks in a row. However, with what's going on in that locker room, the divide, I almost feel like Pete Carroll's lost it there. They got absolutely – you're right. They got absolutely destroyed by the Rams. That was, what, 42-7 or something like that? And you could just kind of see things imploding there. So – I almost think that we might see some changes in Seattle, too, next year because just too many things went wrong. He lost control of that locker room big time.
Yeah, more importantly, to the Cowboys, what do you think is going to happen with the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great game, man. I mean, think about it. You got the Falcons playing the Saints in a very, very meaningful football game. The thing that scares me about the Falcons is I just don't see the same type of the way that they were last year. They were just able to go in there and explode on offense. They haven't had that explosive an offense this year, Mike. And the Saints, they're playing at home. They're tough. Like, this is a really, really good football team. They're 6-1 at home. The Falcons, with that being said, 5-2 on the road. So, and it's a really, really big football game, man.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, something's got to give, and I'm not quite sure what. I think the last time what happened was is Drew Brees had an unfortunate play in the end zone, which wound up giving the Falcons the advantage. So I would think that the Saints have payback on their mind. But with that being said, this is a great football game. But I give a slight edge to the Saints today, fellas. I don't know about you, but I give a slight edge to the Saints today.
I would say the Saints for sure in this game because of that home field. They're just tough in the dome, man. They're just tough in that dome.
Mike, what else you got for us?
What do you think about Atlanta's last game? They gonna lose that one or?
Well, they got Carolina. I mean, look, this is their opportunity. You couldn't. I mean, if you're the Falcons, seriously, could you have asked for a better scenario? You're two games behind, right? And you have the opportunity to take out the Saints this week, and then you have the opportunity to take out Carolina the last week. In all honesty, the NFL did a great job of how they scheduled the last couple of weeks as far as it goes in the NFL. So I really like the way they did it. It's there for the Falcons to take, and we'll see if they have the ability to do it. I know we got to take a quick pause. For the cause. Appreciate the phone call, Mike, and I like that he stepped up to the plate and he doesn't just get out
of the batter's box.
Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back to wrap it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL preview show right here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. Man, oh, man, it's flown by, and we haven't really had an opportunity to get into the games because we've had too much caller participation, which, in all honesty, Mike, that's a good problem to have, to be honest. So I'm not upset about it. Real quickly, though, we will run through the games, and let's just do our quick rundown. Browns and Bears, man, who wins this one, Mike?
You know what? I'm going to go with Cleveland with their first win.
All right, fine. I'll take the Browns, too. Why not, man? Lions and Bengals, buddy.
Lions.
Lions. Rams and Titans.
I'm going to go with Titans at home.
I'm going with the Rams. Dolphins and Chiefs.
I got to go with my boys. I got to go with the Fish. Got to go with Dolphins.
I'm going with the Chiefs. Come on now. Bills and Patriots.
Patriots.
Patriots, I think so as well. I think it's going to be tough for the Bills to keep their emotions in check with everything that's going on with those guys. Falcons and Saints, brother.
Saints.
I'm going with the Saints, too. I think it's going to be a great football game, though. Chargers and Jets.
Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers as well, too, man. I just think the Jets, they've given us everything they've had, or they've given us everything that they could have, I suppose. Broncos and Redskins, brother.
Redskins.
I'll go with the Redskins, too. Buccaneers and Panthers.
Carolina, for sure.
Carolina for me, too. Jaguars and 49ers.
I'm going to go with the 49er upset.
I'm going to go with you as well. I like Jimmy G, man. 49ers. Seahawks and Cowboys, brother.
Seahawks.
I'm going to say the Cowboys, even though I don't like them. Giants and Cardinals.
I would go with the Cardinals at home on this.
All right, I'm going to go with the Giants on this one. They've been playing pretty well. Steelers and Texans, man.
Steeler Nation, baby.
I'm going with the Steelers, too. Raiders and Eagles, who you got?
Oh, Eagles all day. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I'm going to take the Eagles, too. They take the Raiders out of their misery. And speaking of that, we're going to take you and I out of our misery. We're going to go watch football like everybody else. You can always check me out later tonight on the NFL postgame show when I talk about everything that happens on the rewind. So for Mike Wilson, for all the callers, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you in about 12 hours on the NFL Rewind right here on the SB Nation Radio and everywhere else. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf.
Happy holidays.